Only those who have survived it will ever truly know the terror of this war. Victoria is a hairdresser from Mariupol. She left the city on foot with her family. Past death, past destruction, everywhere they went, she says, they faced something horrible. In the relative safety of Lviv, she still struggles to hold back tears.
I didn't understand what war was. I had food, water, and a warm place. For the first few days, everything was working. Then something started going on in the sky. Bombs flew in for the first time. My whole house was shaking. This was so scary. From the sound, I knew they were very close. The whistle is something you never forget, a whistling sound which instinctively makes you run or hide. That was very scary. We ran into the garage and I was crying hysterically. I was praying to God to make death instant. No suffering, no torn limbs. I didn't want to live with that. At that moment, I thought these are my final minutes.
Victoria arrived in Lviv just days before another Russian missile strike in the heart of this city.
I got out of the bus and literally walked 10 meters and saw a flash. It was literally 10 meters from me. I started crying. Not because I was scared, but because I was just sorry. I couldn't believe that this city was as dangerous as mine.
Like so many Ukrainians we've met here, Victoria speaks Russian. She's lived in Mariupol her entire life and says she never felt threatened by anyone until Russia invaded Ukraine.
When it all started, I didn't think I could hate so much. I'm a mother. I have two children. I take care of my elderly mother. I know how to love. But because of what they've done to us, I know I hate these people who started this so much, and specifically those who came to my land and started raping it. They rape our souls. I dream of meeting one of them and without any weapons, tearing them to pieces. Part of me thinks, where is this coming from? But really, I fall asleep with the thought of sinking my teeth into their throats and tearing them to pieces.
Victoria says she does not recognize herself anymore, angry at the loss of her old life, grieving for a place now bombed out of existence. Videos of personal tragedy. Now the only lasting memories of a home to which she can never return. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.